Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Kevin Cruz. Welcome to the Monday Tips, Tools, and Rules for Managers show. We've been talking about O3 meetings, the weekly one-on-one, and now you know what they are, their amazing benefits, how to schedule them, and with whom, and even the perfect agenda. But you still might have some questions or objections, and you might still be a little skeptical. So I'm going to tackle those questions and objections in today's episode. But first, have you told your manager friends about the LeadX Academy at leadx.org? We offer a free training course every single day on leadx.org, but by enrolling in the very affordable LeadX Academy, you get on-demand access to over 30 world-class leadership, management, and productivity courses. That's leadx.org. All right, we're going to dive in. You might be thinking of some of these questions, or at least you should be ready to answer them if you get hit up by your team members. So the most common objection or question around one-on-one meetings is just, you know, we don't have time for more meetings. I don't have time to do an O3 meeting. Where do you find the time to do O3 meetings? So that's the most common objection. And in fact, that was my objection when a consultant first told me I really need to start doing these weekly meetings. And what I quickly found was that these meetings actually saved time. And it's weird, like put a bunch of meetings on your calendar and they're gonna save you time. But with the right agenda, what I found was that these weekly meetings, they eliminate problems before they happen. They solve problems when they're still small. They focus efforts on the right priorities. You know, instead of having a highly paid team member spend a week on the wrong thing, wasting 40 hours of time and salary and you know, project progress, everything's aligned. You don't have any of this wastage. It eliminates confusion, misunderstandings, miscommunication, all those approvals and other things that get missed and would derail projects. You're handling those on a weekly basis. And of course, O3 meetings increase employee engagement. So your best people are more likely gonna stay. And, you know, just imagine whoever, like, pick out that favorite person on your team. I know you're not supposed to have a favorite, but we all do. Like the person who you go away on vacation, you come back and find out they actually resigned, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. What am I gonna do now? Well, O3 meetings help you to keep that person. Imagine how much harder your job would be, all the hours you would waste re-recruiting a great talent. Well, this is like preventative medicine. It's like re-recruiting your best talent. And so, you know, when you first roll out your weekly one-on-ones, you should just kind of schedule them about a month in advance. Because of course, if you say, hey, everybody, I'm going to meet with you for a half hour this week, everybody's week is already full. They're already stressing. How do I get all this done before Friday? And even if we're not any less busy in the future, and we never are, the calendar is going to look busy. So if you say, hey, you know, some crazy cruise guy taught me about these one-on-one meetings. I want to try them out. We're going to do this little experiment. So I'm going to be scheduling 30-minute weekly meetings starting 1 month from now or 3 weeks from now. You know, it's going to be easier for your team members to see the daylight on their calendar, and they're not going to immediately have that knee-jerk reaction like, oh my God, you know, we have no time for these. And be honest, you know, it's an experiment. We're going to figure it out together and see if we get value out of these or not. Now, a second question is, a lot of people feel that checking in with team members every single week and asking about, you know, what's going on and projects and their most important tasks, that it's a form of micromanagement. O3s are not a form of micromanagement. You know, micromanagement is telling someone how to do their job, not what to focus on. You know, it's micromanaging when you give the direction and then the details of how to do it. As a manager, as a leader, your role is to oversee the work as it's being done, to make sure all the work is aligned with higher level objectives and goals, that it's on schedule, It is part of your job to provide a forum for two-way communication. You know, that's not micromanaging. And asking someone to give their boss a half an hour of time out of their 40 or 50 week schedule really isn't too much to ask. And just tell reluctant team members, look, you know, O3s are how I prefer, how I choose to manage the team to make sure the work stays on track and to make sure that, you know, you've got access to me when you need it. And this is at all levels. Certainly less experienced team members, more junior team members, maybe they're used to being micromanaged or need to be, and it's not such a shock, or they won't have the power or authority to really challenge you on O3s. It might be more common to get this objection like, you know, I manage people who are all 20, 25 year experienced people. They're pros, they're veterans. They don't need me, you know, checking in on them one-on-one each week. But I got to tell you, I talk to CEOs, Fortune 500 CEOs and tech startup Silicon Valley CEOs all the time. And they all tell me that among the most valuable things they do is meeting with their direct reports at least weekly, just to do that mind meld. Maybe they don't pull out their list and read off questions word for word. They've got enough psychological trust and trust capital built up where they don't need to do it like that, but they are still doing weekly check-ins. What's your most important thing? Is it aligning? How can I help you? It doesn't take a lot to get these questions, you know, asked and answered. And if you want to do it over a cup of coffee or lunch to make it a little less onerous, great idea. Now, another thing that people wonder about or they challenge is, why do you start with a personal question? Because, you know, as the boss, we're not supposed to be friends with our direct reports. So, you know, I don't care about their weekend. I don't care about their kid's soccer game. You know, that's not my style and I'm not trying to be buddy-buddy. So here's the thing. You know, great leaders don't try to be friends with their direct reports, but they do strive to be friendly. You know, be friendly, not friends. There's a big difference. And you can actually care about someone at work. You can care about all of the people that work with you, all of your colleagues, without them being best friends, without, you know, going to happy hour with them at the end of the day. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with that either. And this caring, you know, is a primary driver of employee engagement. The research is clear. People will feel more engaged and they will give you discretionary effort, discretionary ideas, if they feel like you care about them and their future. Another question is, I already do a weekly project review meeting. Isn't this just the same thing? I'm already meeting with my people, asking about their projects. So if you're already doing that, there indeed could be some overlap with the weekly O3 meeting. And, you know, the amount of overlap just depends on how you're currently running those weekly project meetings. What you might want to do is just separate out the project part. So maybe your weekly one-on-one is a very short, you know, rapport building, personal building, how was your weekend type thing, how can I help, anything on your mind. But, and maybe that's 15 minutes, and then segue into the project part that you're already doing. So maybe it's still a 30-minute meeting, but you're doing those certain O3 questions up front. Or maybe now a 30-minute meeting takes 45 minutes or an hour. So I would just combine those two meetings. Another question is, you know, can one-on-ones be done over the phone? Ideally, no. Because again, this is a relationship building meeting and all communication is enhanced, you know, when you can see each other's body language. So in-person meetings are always best. But if you've got a remote workforce or you've got team members or you routinely travel, then try to use some kind of video call technology, you know, Skype or FaceTime. But of course, if phone is your only option, it's better to do a phone call than to have no meeting at all. Now, what if a direct report just sort of refuses to play along? Like, they show up for the meeting, of course, but what if they just don't give you any answers? You know, it's one-word answers. Hopefully, all of your team members will be open-minded about the one-on-ones and at least try them, and they'll learn over time that they're valuable and they look forward to them. But it's just possible you've got such a, you know, Debbie Downer or David Downer, they're just so negative and they think the meeting is such a waste of time that they won't participate. So when you say, hey, how's your weekend? They say, fine. You say, what's on your mind? They say, nothing. You know, they're just stonewalling you. They're not participating. At first, I would just ignore that kind of behavior and keep doing the meetings for like a month or two. And when they see that you're not going away, that they're going to have to spend this time with you, whether they like it or not, maybe they'll warm up. But if they don't, after 4, 6, 8 weeks, you can try some of those like alternate questions, you know, that are a little bit more probing. Like a good one is, so since you don't have anything on your mind to share, can you tell me, if you were me, what would you change around here? You know, or what's the best and worst part of your week? And again, I mean, you know, a real jerk could say, everything's perfect, I wouldn't change a thing. Or the best part of my week is this meeting. I've had no worst part of my week. I mean, they could just totally BS you, which would stink. But usually people will warm up if you start asking, you know, open questions like that. If nothing else helps, then just you got to have a performance conversation with them. Be direct and say, obviously they seem reluctant to communicate with you in these sessions. You appreciate that they're very busy, as you are, as everyone else is, but that you find these meetings helpful as a way for you to manage the team, to stay on top of things, even if they don't. Let them know this is valuable for you, even if it's not valuable for them. Let them know that other team members are, though, finding the meetings to be helpful and helping with productivity. And let them know that part of their job, part of their role is giving you information. You know, what ideas do they have to improve things? What ideas do they have to make projects go better? In what ways can you support them better? I mean, that's part of their job, is to communicate with you. And hopefully they get the message after that. Now, last question. How do you announce this new practice, the O3 meetings, the weekly one-on-ones with your team? Aren't they going to think you're weird? Won't they freak out and think that like, we're in trouble or something? So yeah, it's true. When you, if you've, you know, been with your team a long time, you've never done meetings like this and you roll them out, clearly there's going to be some chatter, and you want to make sure, like, they may fear the worst, like, are we, you know, going to be evaluated? Is this like a secret job interview? Like, who's going to get laid off and who gets to keep their job? Or is this a restructuring of some way? So the best thing to do is just email all your direct reports at the same time. So that way they know they aren't being singled out. You know, let them see. It's one of the rare times where you should have a whole, everybody on that to line of your email. So everybody's being treated the same way. Everybody gets the information the same way. And just keep it short. Say, you know, you recently completed some training or heard a podcast or read a book or a friend gave you some advice, and you've decided to hold weekly meetings with each team member. Each meeting will be 25 minutes long, and the goal is just to maximize two-way communication and confirm weekly priorities and alignment to the, you know, organization's bigger goals, and that you're going to send out meeting invitations soon. They'll start about a month from now. So you've given them the basic framework. And it's a good idea to say like, oh, I read a book and got this idea, or I listened to this podcast and got this idea. Because again, otherwise, especially if your company or your team is having performance issues, you're missing your numbers, they're going to wonder like, what is going on? Like, what's the story behind this? Why now? So you just explain the truth that you've got this new management idea, or you've been invited by somebody to try this idea out. And that's all there is to it. You know, come up with, let them know what the catalyst is so they don't assume the worst. And while the email can be short, in your weekly staff meeting, in your weekly huddle, and you are doing a weekly huddle, right? You can explain it again face to face. You know, say the same thing. Why you're going to do them now, what the purpose is. They're going to be short, and you'll be sending out invitations, you know, that will kick in about a month from now. And just answer their questions. If you don't know something, say, I don't know, you know, this is new to me as well. I think we're going to get a lot of value out of them. We're going to try them for a month or two and see how they go. We'll figure it out together along the way. So that's it. You are now a master of the O3, the weekly one-on-one meetings. Good luck rolling them out. And hey, tell me how they go. Shoot me an email. I'm at kevin@leadx.org.